From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. This Thursday at the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus at 6 p.m., an opening reception and talk with artist Rachel Burgess, a New York-based printmaker who specializes in large-scale works depicting landscapes, often of her native New England, and domestic scenes. Laura Ilawin is the curator and collections manager at the Wilson Museum.
Her work, it's readily identifiable. I think it is easily accessible, but it's also very exciting. It's very joyful, which I think is just a wonderful exhibition to have during the spring.
At Gallery 360 on 1st Street in downtown Roanoke this Friday during the monthly Art by Night event, when downtown galleries in the Taubman Museum are open until 9 p.m., the opening of Something Like a Vibe with works by artist John Lee on exhibit. It's a collaboration with the Stephen Francis Fine Art Studio in Lynchburg. John Lee will give an artist talk at Gallery 360 this Friday at 6:30. Katie Wallace with Gallery 360.
Still lives with within spaces. So it's living rooms and studios and spaces that he lives in. Some of the paintings are kind of darkish, but the neutrals in them are just amazing.
At Radford University tonight through this Saturday in the Artists Center, Little Shop of Horrors in the Main Stage Theater. Sean Kotz is a communications officer for Radford's College of Visual and Performing Arts. He says theater students prepping for a show like Little Shop of Horrors might even get to work on Audrey 2, The Man-Eating Plant.
Our theater students get a full education. They're not just actors or just lighting designers or just sound designers. Everybody has an opportunity to learn how to do everything. They're very well prepared to go out into the world.
1 week from this Friday, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra teams up for a Pops concert with Classical Mystery Tour at the Salem Civic Center for a symphonic celebration of the Beatles' greatest hits. David Stewart Wiley is the RSO's music director and conductor.
You know, I think of A Day in the Life, for example, which is just symphonic in scope. They were so far ahead of their time.
This Friday at Jefferson Center in the more intimate Fostick Hall, Jake Herzog, a critically acclaimed guitarist, composer, and educator. Sounds of the City, described as a boiler room style underground DJ experience at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. Disco Diner, a tribute to Widespread Panic this Friday at Five Points Music Sanctuary. Dogs in a Pile Monday and Tuesday at Five Points. And Roanoke Baroque presents a Good Friday worship service at First Evangelical Presbyterian Church this Friday at 7 p.m. Michael Schoschberger is the artistic director and founder.
Using a lot of music of Heinrich Biber, Austrian, Swiss, Italian composer, a lot of different influences there. He wrote a series of sonatas for violin to highlight the moments of the Stations of the Cross.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Greetings from David Stewart Wiley, music director and conductor of your Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. And let me assure you, great symphonic music is for everyone. Join us for our popular and entertaining Pops and Masterworks series. Please support your RSO, including our Youth Symphony, Junior Strings, and Outreach programs. Help us unleash the power of music.